Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
What do you do if you lose something? Well, you typically go find it. What if you're in a dark room? By the way, this is a question that I've been working with my private clients on. And they're like, Dawn, what does this have to do with us going after our goals? So humor me. So what do you do if you're in a dark room? You turn on the light. What if you're in a dark room that you might be unfamiliar with? Well, typically in looking for that light switch, you're tentative on how you move forward. You want to be careful that you're not stubbing your toe or banging your knee or jamming your shin. Yeah. And then you turn on your light and go looking for what it is that you feel like you might have misplaced. A lot of times when we've been through an experience that has been dark, we can say, I've learned some lessons from this. Yes, you have learned some lessons on how to protect yourself. You've learned some lessons on how to avoid getting hurt, very similar to stubbing that toe or banging that shin. But that doesn't always translate into finding what it is that you want when the lights are on. You see, there are two different types of goals. One is known as approach, and the other one is known as avoid. I had a client call me this morning and say, oh my gosh, celebration, ran into my ex. And I noticed everything that I did not see clearly the first time around, and I've got everything that I want to avoid in future situations. I'm like, that's phenomenal. But you got to be careful when you turn on too much of what you want to avoid, because that doesn't get you to the light switch. You're just too engaged in protection. And then what happens is that you turn on your RAS, your reticular activating system, to be hyper vigilant on what might hurt because you've been hurt before. There's a difference between hyper awareness and hyper vigilance. Hyper awareness says, okay, I got this and I know what to do moving forward. Hyper vigilance says, oh, I have to be on the constant lookout because it's going to happen again. And this is when you become disordered because instead of focusing on what you want, you're focused on what you don't want. So you become disordered. And a system too long in disorder becomes dysregulated, where the fear is turned on constantly. And then from there, you begin to become dysfunctional. Because how the mind does one thing, it will do most things. And now you're looking at all the areas that you need to protect yourself. And then you can go toxic and start feeling really sick. So what do we need to do instead? I'm going to give you a very simple exercise, at least part of one, that my clients are working through right now. They've actually discovered the numbers between approach and avoidance, because you still need to have avoidance when you're like, oh, wait, this might be dark again. I need to know how to protect myself getting to that light switch. And it's 3-to-1 or 5-to-1. That means that you need to have 3 approach goals for every avoidance. If you want to have a decent quality of life, you want it to be outstanding, you need to have 5-to-1. So what you want to do is take a piece of paper, and I'm going to give you a simple mind mapping exercise. And in the center, you want to put down what your goal is. Maybe it's being in a healthy relationship. Or maybe it's a vacation or upgrades to your house. And then from that center, that's the power center. It's a circle around it, power center. And then from there, you want rays coming off of it, like rays of the sun. And you want to write down the different action steps that need to be taken and the emotion that corresponds with that action step. Yeah. See, your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns, and either avoidance of protection or approach of amplification and acceleration and high quality. Well, there has to be an electricity that turns on your subconscious for that. And it is your emotional states. Like creates like, though. So if you have an emotional state that is protection, then you're going to find all the things you need to be protected from. Mm. But if you have an approach, you'll find all the things that can assist you. I give you an example. And the center, my power center right now is I'm getting ready to redo my kitchen. And so I've got the different steps that I want to complete coming off as rays from that sun in the center. And one of them is redoing the cabinets, and I'm redoing them for right now. And another one is redoing the counter. And then another one is the kitchen sink with faucet that I'm bringing someone in to do. So there are different emotional states that come along with each one of them. So redoing my cabinets, creativity. I'm engaging that part of me that says, wow, yeah, what might I want to do in this space? Because my kitchen cabinets are actually over 40 years old, and I haven't seen anyone with cabinets like these, and they're so unique. I want to keep them, but I actually want to highlight them. And so turning on that creativity, and then with the counters and the sink and the faucet, because I have a very unique refrigerator that is black, white, and brass. It's special order, because it could only be counter depth for the space that I had. And everybody who's seen it went, wow, what is this? I'm like, it's part of a signature series. And it's special. You have to order this in. And so white, black, and then the brass handles. And so finding a way to do the kitchen sink and faucet and counter to match that. And that's beauty. I want to create harmony. That's the true definition of beauty, by the way. Externalization of inner harmony. It's the reason why you can look at a dandelion and go, wow, when you look at it, really is beautiful because it's in harmony with its purpose. So I want beauty and I want creativity. And that is now the electricity that is turning on my subconscious mind that says, wow, creativity. Look at this paint over here that we might be able to use on our cabinets that is so creative. This woman put together this because she couldn't find what she was looking for. And it is a female-owned business, and it is making waves in the industry because of what she's put together. Oh, I like that creativity. And then look at this beauty and how things can begin to pull together. And what do I want to avoid? I do have what I want to avoid, having to redo any of the work. Okay. Want to be able to do it once and not go, well, that didn't turn out the way I want it, but I need 3-1. All right. And then my powerful mind begins to say, let's look for all the things that we can make beautiful and the creativity. By the way, when I first started doing this, it's a few weeks ago, whenever I decided to redo my flower boxes, and now I have got over 2 pounds of wildflower seed that is now sprouting in these boxes, but there is a concrete retaining wall behind it. And it was creativity on what I need to do about that. And it was like, plant sunflowers that will attract in the birds and the bees and the butterflies along with the wildflowers, but the sunflowers will get high enough, they'll be able to cover that concrete wall until you get ready to build some things that will cover it up. Okay. See how the mind does one thing, it does most things. But are you going to be in protection? Are you going to be in avoidance? Are you going to be in approach and acceleration and progress of what you want to experience? So stop the self-sabotage. You can do that by beginning to reprogram your mind for what you want to approach. And then from there, create the life that you desire by your design, by saying, what are the emotions that are represented by these different actions that correspond with my goal? And how can I have even more of that? So remember, your number is 3-1 or 5-1. I personally like the number 5 because it's grace, unearned favor. And that's what I wish even more for you. The type of favor that leads to a fulfilling life. Becoming a healingpreneur. Could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know, I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space. And that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com. Click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So healingpreneur, is that your calling?